The Guardian.
It's so small until I can only make about 4 steps forward before I touch the door. And if I turn in an about face at any place in this cell, I'm going to bump into something. It's really smaller than anybody's bathroom. This is smaller than an outhouse in the countryside somewhere. But I'm used to it, and that's one of the bad things about it. From the unit that I'm on, the only thing that I can see outside of that window is a big hill with trees. So there's no life moving out there at all, you know. I'm in the cell for 23 hours a day, and a lot of times 24 hours because I don't come out. I have to spend a great deal of my time catching up, reading and writing so many people, hundreds of people that I communicate with here in the U.S. and abroad as well. It helps me to maintain what little sanity that I have left, to maintain my humanity and dignity, to fight back on what these people are attempting to do to Albert and I from a mental perspective.
The Guardian.